Gold Old Gringos. Written by Sherry Harvey. Narrated by Chris Dawes.
Her antique gold Old Gringo Sora cowgirl boots cost $560. Brass gold brown with bright floral embroidery, hand-stitched, luscious goat leather. I know these details because when I get the gallon of milk out of our fridge, I read the ad she has taped to the door from Global Western Wear. "Keep your eyes on the prize," she says. She sacrifices 5 months of lattes to buy them. With little disposable income, we limit our spending. But both of us work so hard so we can play hard. Really, since she says that the boots remind her of home, she saves. The boots debut at the Vegas concert on her 26th birthday. It is also our second anniversary. When her farm-working father sold his mobile home to move into a retirement community, he bought his daughter a weekend in the land of luck, he told us when he dropped us off at the airport. As the music starts, the festive air chisels away at our ragged edges carved from long hours of making a full life for ourselves in the Bay Area. Expensive living. Housing alone almost breaks us each month. It feels so light to get away. As we line dance, we forget it all. We are there together, jointly celebrating life. She beams, particularly at me, bopping her head to the rhythm as her long onyx strands wrap their ends round her neck, wet with sweat. I can't help but smile back. I'm a lucky man, I think. Our bodies bump and slide to the twang. She keeps looking down at her boots, grinning like a little girl. Such a treasure for her on a teacher's salary. Turquoise and yellow flowers peek out under the white lace hem of her skirt. Suddenly, out of nowhere, explosion rocks the ground. Earthquake? Blown speakers? Shrieks so loud they hurt my ears. Cacophony. The music stops. Metal ricochets. Moaning, screaming, eyes searching eyes. The dance floor now horizontally body thick with people. Bullets rain. People fall like broken stick people. Like human deforestation. Bodies twerk from some unseen force, heads thrown forward, mouths shaped like O's. Blow by blow, people go down. I grab her hand to pull her against me, shield her, protect her, I think, as I look for cover. Suddenly, her body jerks forward with a monster-like force. I catch her eyes in the chaos, her mouth open, screaming. She lurches forward. I put my arms out to catch her, and I fail. She slides against my body on the way down. I can't breathe. So real, yet unreal. I look down to see her boots, now entrenched in crimson.